to city, state to state, coast to coast, picking up passengers along the way. It's the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast. Glad you're tuned in to the number one podcast throughout the state of Kansas. Bring you the latest in scores, updates, and highlights, all right here on the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast with your host and your favorite conductor, Anthony Smith. And that show is getting ready to start right now. Welcome into the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast. That's right, it's your boy here, Anthony Smith. And as we said at the beginning, we got a lot of scores to get to. There will probably be some highlights sprinkled in. All that right here on the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast with your host and your favorite conductor, your only conductor, Anthony Smith. Hope you had a nice weekend. Starting you off with the high school football blitz. That's right, scores from high school games throughout the state of Kansas, from 6A all the way down to 6-man. It is my duty to bring you all these scores. Hope you are enjoying it. Still looking for somebody that wants to sponsor the high school football blitz. The season is still going on. We got all the way up until state champion are crowned in all classifications, including 8-man and including 6-man. Anyway, let's get you started with these scores here. As Shawnee Mission Northwest cruises past Olathe West by the score of 20-12. Wichita Northwest has no problem of going into Topeka and just being some rude guests as they hung a 70 spot, kind of like the Miami Dolphins did, and beat Topeka by the score of 70-7. Wichita Heights shut out Wichita South by the score of 32-0. Derby shut out Campus 48-0. Free State turned on the afterburners and cruised past Shawnee Mission South by the score of 49-24. Olathe East blanks Olathe Northwest by the score of 31-0. Gardner Edgerton gets past Olathe North by a touchdown, 21-14. Shawnee Mission North falls victim to Lawrence by the score of 37-22. Shawnee Mission East shuts out Shawnee Mission West 25-0. Blue Valley Northwest knocks off Blue Valley West 27-14. Washburn Rural cruises past Junction City by the score of 28-7. Capon has no problem taming the buffaloes that roam on the range, beating Southeast by the score of 70-12. Manhattan cruises past Emporia by the score of 51-7. Blue Valley Southwest disposes of Blue Valley North 55-21. Mill Valley crushed Olathe South 77-21. Liberal gets past Garden City by the score of 28-21. Those were your 6A scores. Now looking at 5A scores. Lansing broke out the basketball shoes and boat raced Topeka West 84-14. Goddard gets past Andover Central 35-21. Hayes cruises past Ulysses 48-7. Kansas City Sumner cruises past Kansas City Schlegel 17-8. Baser Linwood has no problem with Leavenworth beating them 44-14. Kansas City Piper blew the doors off of Kansas City Turner 56-17. Paola squeaks past Pittsburgh 19-16. Spring Hill cruises past Ottawa, 27-21. Kansas City, Missouri Lincoln Prep has no problem disposing of Highland Park, 35-6. DeSoto cruises past Shawnee Heights, 41-18. Wichita East blanks Wichita West, 52-0. Great Bend shuts out Dodge City, 28-0. Kansas City Wyandotte, like I said, that program thing seems like they are improving. Comes up with a victory over Kansas City Harmon by the score of 40-14. Bishop Carroll boat races Wichita North 63-6. Salina South squeaks past Valley Center by 3, 34-31. Hutch blows past Salina South 57-14. Mays South in the Battle for Mays, the game that was played at Riverfront Stadium right here in Wichita, downtown baseball venue, turned into a football field, shuts out Mays by a score of 47-0. Goddard Eisenhower did likewise to Andover, beating them 34-0. And those are your 5A scores. What I'm going to do right here is I'm going to take a break. When I come back, I will give you some more. So don't you dare go nowhere. It is the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast.
Chip, crack, or completely broken, does your vehicle need the glass man?
Hey, glass man.
Whether it's from recent hailstorms, a rock from the road, vandalism, whatever has you looking through a chip or crack, call the glass man.
Hey, glass man.
The glass man will fix your vehicle's glass the right way with certified technicians that'll make sure your replacement glass is calibrated with all its original safety features.
Hey, glass man.
Bring your vehicle to the glass man just west of West Street on Central, or get it fixed by their mobile unit, 316-669-GLASS, or at heyglassman.com.
You're listening to the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast. Buckle up and enjoy the ride.
Welcome back to the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast for another segment. That's right, it is the High School Football Blitz. Like I say, I enjoy doing what I'm doing. I enjoy those of you who are listening. And it is great pleasure and honor for me to just give you these scores on a weekly basis, let you know what's going on. Want to thank one of my partners over at KGSO, Doug Downs, because he does the Saturday morning show on the radio, KGSO, a station that I listen to. And I want to also let the cat out the bag. Fortunate enough to be able to pick up a new sponsor. That's right, a place where I went and got my windshield installed. It's called the Glass Man Auto. So I am grateful and elated to have a new sponsor on board, and I will go ahead and endorse them. I'm looking at my brand new windshield, and it's like I'm looking straight through open air. They do a darn good job. So J.R. Sartain and the crew over at the Glass Man Auto, I appreciate you guys and look forward to one of these spots on here. Once again, new sponsor in the Glass Man Auto. Those ads will be running next week. Thanks to Doug Downs at KGSO for getting me that audio file, so I'm looking forward to that. Anyway, back to these scores. We're looking now at 4A as Augusta cruises past Circle by the score of 50-16. Wellington embarrasses El Dorado 53-14. McPherson squeaks past Winfield by the score of 17-14. Bueller cruises past Mulvane in a high scoring affair 59-36. Abilene cruises past Rose Hill 33-13. Rockhurst, Missouri squeaks past Aquinas by the skin on their chinny chin chin by the score of 45-44. Lewisburg in the low scoring game gets past Eudora by the score of 13-7. St. James knocks off St. Pius X 34-17. Tonganoxie shuts out Bonner Springs 52-0. Fort Scott handles Labette by the score of 49-20. Wamego cruises past Coffeyville 49-14. Chanute has no problem shutting out Independence, beating them 35-0. Bishop Miege knocks off Blue Valley 28-21. Atchison boat races Kansas City, Washington 55-12. Newton shuts out Arc City 26-0. Now we look at the 3A scores as Hoisington gets past Pratt 27-19. Rock Creek gets past Marysville, and I'm still looking to get their coach on the coach's corner, by the score of 30-21. Cheney shuts out Smoky Valley 46-0. Southeast of Saline gets past Clay Center by the score of 22-17. Andale, what can we say about Andale? The streak continues. The scores are usually lopsided, as is the case here, as they boat race Nickerson by the score of 85-7. Collegiate has no problem disposing of Chapman by the score of 41-6. In what I would have to say was an entertaining game, Clearwater gets past Wichita Trinity 36-30. Scott City blanks Hugleton 28-0. Concordia hands Hiawatha a shutout, beating them 49-0. Holcomb cruises past Colby by the score of 55-21. Frontenac cruises past Columbus 41-7. Baxter Springs was in the game, but they come out on top of Galena by the score of 28-20. Wellsville blanks Bishop Ward 39-0. Santa Fe Trail, no problem with Osawatomie, 44-0. Prairie View blanks Girard, 21-0. Burlington, in an entertaining game, gets past Iola by the score of 46-42. Houghton has no problem with Royal Valley, beating them 34-9. And Baldwin cruises past Anderson County Garnett, 39-23, while Topeka Hayden shuts out Perry LeCompton, 27-0. Now we'd like to take a look at your 2A scores. Troy annihilates Mower Hill by the score of 60-14. Hillsborough gets past Halstead 30-25. Ellsworth both races Lions by the score of 72-6. Larned just gets past Cimarron 24-21. Garden Plain 41, Haven 19. Chaparral 35, Douglas 13, Silver Lake 42, Rossville 28, Raleigh County 27, Sabetha 6, Beloit 48, Phillipsburg 24, Minneapolis shuts out Horton 42-0, Council Grove shuts out Neil Deshay by the score of 42-0, Atchison County Effingham 30, Pleasant Ridge 8. Humboldt blows out Eureka 62-0. Russell gets past Thomas More Prep 26-6. Lake and cruises past Southwestern Heights 55-22. Cherryville gets the win over Fredonia by the score of 27-20. Norton Community has no problem with Goodland beating them 41-6, while Kingman gets past Heston 28-21. Nemaha Central, 46, Jefferson West, 0. Parson also shuts out Riverton, 27-0. Now we look at 1A scores, and this was not pretty, as Pittsburgh Colgan has no problem blanking Armour Northeast, 76-0. Stanton County shuts out Syracuse, 36-0. Medicine Lodge squeaks out a one-point victory over Sterling by the score of 21-0. While Ellenwood cruises past Conway Springs cruises past Ellenwood by the score of 54-20. Marion cruises past Belle Plaine 55-26. Waubonsie shuts out Republic County 54-0. Valley Heights 38, Sacred Heart 15. Valley Falls blows out St. Mary's 60-6. Centralia has no problem with Jackson Heights beating them 48-12. Jefferson County North shuts out Oskaloosa 66-0. Plus Trinity 20, Inman 6. Erie 24, Uniontown 20. Remington shuts out Bluestem 50-0. Plainville 38, Ellis 10. Pleasanton 42, Cherokee Southeast 6. Smith Center rolls past Oakley 68-6. Jayhawk Glen 34, Central Heights 0. Riverside gets past cruises past Onaga 32-6. Northern Heights spanks Opie, worse than Aunt B and Andy by the score of 60-0. McClouth knocks off Mission Valley 26-21. Now we take a look at 8-man Division 1 as La Crosse gets past Pratt Skyline 38-32. West Elk disposes of Flint Hills by the score of 72-0. Chase County shuts out Maranatha Academy 58-0. Mound Ridge 58, Little River 20. Linden 66, Madison 16. Cedarville Dexter shuts out Yates Center, a little town that I'm familiar with, by the score of 51-0. Cayera Paravel Latin cruises past Burlingame 62-28. And if I'm wrong with the pronunciation of that school, someone please help me out with that. Bennington, in what would be considered low scoring, shuts out Washington County 16-0. In more eight-man-esque type football, Burton Central blanks Udall 60-0. Clifton Clyde cruises past Lincoln 50-22. Trego Community blanks Kiowa County by the score of 50-0. Maxville cruises past Ness City 58-42. Elkhart squeaks past Sublette 40-38. Meade rolls past South Gray 66-6. Atwood Rollins County shuts out Stockton 66-0. Wichita County 64, Spearville 0. El Saline shuts out Rock Hills 47-0. Solomon gets past Gospel by the score of 36-24. Harrington cruises past Pretty Prairie 52-22. Oswego, coached by my good friend out there in Oswego, Kansas, those Indians out there on Indian Trail, I do believe is the street name, cruises past Sedan by the score of 54-26. Give it up to my good friend Matthew Fowler, head coach of the Oswego Indians. Attica Argonia, 56, Independent 12. South Sumner cruises past Oxford 56-6. Hoxie shuts out Decatur Community by the score of 46-0, and Hill City gets by Quintler 32-26. Now we look at eight-man Division II scores, as Kinsley blanks Central Christian 50-0. Canton Galva, same identical score, blanks Fairfield 50-0. Axtell shuts out Blue Valley Randolph 68-0. St. Paul gets past Colony Crest 26-20. Buckland also squeaks past, correction, Hodgman County squeaks past Buckland by the score of 40-38. Dighton cruises past Otis Bison 70-22. Mineola turns on the afterburners and jets past Satanta by the score of 62-12. Thunder Ridge and Lakeside were embattled in a high scoring game. Thunder Ridge comes out on top 92-52. St. John Hudson gets past Stafford's 36-28. Wallace County shuts out St. Francis 38-0. Frankfort beats Lynn 55-8. And here's another one of those 50-0 scores, as Logan Palco defeats Wheatland Grinnell by the score of 50-0. Here's another 50-0 score. This time it's Lebo knocking off Marias Des Singers Valley by the score of 50-0, while Marmaton Valley knocks off Hartford 80-22. Rural Vista cruises past Norwich 48-28. Hanover couldn't quite hit the century mark, but they did leave Donovan West with a 48-0 victory. South Barber handles South Central by the score of 46-20. Sylvan Lucas gets by Central Plains by the score of 26-14. Wakefield, another little town that I'm kind of familiar with, knocks off Pike Valley by the score of 44-42. And Osborne rolls past St. John's Tipton 82-34. And that was eight-man division, if I'm correct, Division II. Now we conclude this high school football blitz by going into six-man scores, as Weskin cruises past Deer Trail County 59-14. In a forfeit, Ashland is credited with the 1-0 victory over Rolla. Tescott shuts out Burton, that's Burton with two R's, by the score of 48-0, while Cunningham shuts out Pawnee Heights 52-0. Southern Cloud cruises past Chase 60-13, while Peabody Burns knocks off South Coffee South Coffee County 47-0. Northern Valley cruises past Tri Plains Brewster 56-6, Waverly 55, Chautauqua 20, Deerfield 53, Moscow 7, Altoona Midway 64, Ingalls 13. Golden Plains knocked off Western Plains 57-7, and Burr City Chelan shuts out Tribune by the score of 68-0. And there is your high school blitz. But don't you dare go nowhere, because when I come back, I'm going to go into the college football top 25 scoreboard right here on the A-Train Sports Talk podcast. Your host and your conductor, Anthony Smith, all aboard.
Mr. Max Market, formerly known as P&P, is fully stocked for all your grocery needs. We carry the largest selection of hot links in Wichita, including the world-famous Oklahoma links from Mountain View and Rogers, Kansas links from Yoder, Colorado links from Gold Star, as well as national brands such as Siegel and Dietz. Our meat department stocks ribs, pork butts, pork chops, brisket, hams, chicken, hamburger meat, oxtails, buffalo fish, whole catfish and fillets, and much more. In season, we stock hard-to-find produce such as red, yellow, orange, and purple meat, watermelon, cantaloupe, melons, tomatoes, corn, greens, okra, and more. We have a huge selection of fish fry, seasonings, sauces, and rubs, including the full lines of Louisiana and Slap Ya Mama products. In addition, we have all grocery staples including flour, sugar, bread, butter, cheese, snacks, milk, canned goods, candy, snacks, and drinks.
And now, back to the A-Train Sports Talk podcast.
Give me my darn theme music.
The best in all of college football.
It's time.
Davis went for 6 yards on that run. Leary going to check it down to Davis. Davis makes the first man miss and works his way right to the end zone. Touchdown, Cats.
Two Gators miss. It was Scooby Williams first at linebacker out here on the perimeter. Then he gets into the second level. It's Miguel Mitchell missing, and he runs right over the Georgia transfer.
Is what they're going to get him with. So that is a costly penalty that puts Kentucky back on the field. And then Ray Davis, all day Ray. Look at him go. Man, oh man, is Davis doing it up.
Getting blocks in the second level, and that is critical. They do a nice job just kind of walling Florida down to the right, and that frees Ray Davis in the second level. Jordan Castell.
Ray Davis in the backfield. Davis pushing ahead, and Davis is in. Ball came out, but the hands went up as a touchdown, Kentucky.
It was the true freshman, Kelby Collins, that was first to make contact with Ray Davis. He's trying to fight in. Yeah. I think that's going to be a TD.
And they can't. A penalty flag is down. We'll check on that. It's in the end zone. But Davis crosses the goal line again. It's great days in college football. 30-7, Cats.
Guy makes it difficult for even the best. Brady Cook, play action shot. He wants it all. Got it all. Marquise Johnson. All this dude does is catch bombs.
They get the isolation outside. But again, what a throw. He puts that ball up there. His receiver can run right underneath it.
Much better, 3-for-5 here so far today. Looking in zone, looking for Burden. Burden! He's got glue on those hands.
You watch Burden here in the slot. He runs what we call a big box, and it's an inside fade. Martell Hike tried to come off, but there was no way with how much space that was out there. What a beautiful ball put out there by Brady Cook.
That happened to him. He walked in the next day and told his staff, I'm glad we lost. Ewers takes off running. Ewers! He will score! Touchdown! 30 yards! Four and a half sacks already this season for Robinson. Ewers on target again! Jonte Cook! The fake to Baxter, wide open receiver, look out. Xavier Worthy and Kobe Bryant able to shove him out of bounds. Field made a lot of changes. He's a much better player this year. With a lot of talent around him. Third and eight. End zone touchdown. Adonai Mitchell adds a touchdown for the Longhorns. Got that go-ahead touchdown pass in the title game 2 years ago against Alabama in the fourth quarter. 40-yard score. Good fake by Ewers. Running for the pylon. Diving for the pylon. Touchdown.
Welcome back to the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast. That's right, it is your favorite host and conductor, your one and only host and conductor of the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast, resonating from, I'm going to just go ahead and call it, since I have a brand new sponsor. I'm going to call it the Glassman Auto Studio Desk. That's right. I want to welcome aboard my new sponsor, the Glassman Auto, who's responsible for my new windshield, and I can see clearly. Now that I have a new windshield, courtesy of the Glassman. Also want to send a shout out to Doug for sending me that audio file so that I can also air that spot. Glassman Auto is definitely a sponsor of the high school football blitz, and I'm just going to say today the entirety of this whole podcast. Welcome aboard the Glassman Auto. Anyway, you heard those highlights, and now, as promised, the top 25 scores for week number 5, starting on Friday, which was September the 29th. Number 10, Utah, fell victim to number 19, Oregon State. You already heard some of those highlights. Number 6, Penn State, throttled Northwestern, a school that is in shambles. We know the story surrounding them. They beat them by the score of 41-13. In a game that many of us viewed on Fox, it was number 8, USC, surviving an onslaught of a comeback. They basically survived a Buffalo stampede as they came out with a 48-41 victory over the Colorado Buffaloes. But I'm going to say this, though. I put this out on Twitter, and I'm going to put it out right here on this podcast so everybody can hear it. You may agree or disagree. But Lincoln Riley seems to have the same type of team that he had at OU. And that's, I'm not saying it as a bad thing. But offensively, this team can rock with anybody they play against. They can put points on the board with anybody in any conference. The problem, just like he had at OU, defense. Defense. Remember, they say defense wins championships. If you don't have the defense, I don't care if you put up 48 points. If the other team scores 49, guess what that means?
that means you lose. So it looks like USC could possibly be in the college football Final Four, but they were exposed defensively in this game against Colorado. Only thing that saved them was Colorado made some questionable play calls at the end of the game. I mean, such as, why are you running the ball? Why come you didn't have the sense of urgency? You should have been chucking it downfield, trying to get yards and get yourself in a position where you could have some time to utilize an onside kick, because you've already burned your timeouts. So that was, to me, that's really the only reason that game didn't go into overtime, because of some bad, I'm going to say bad play calling and bad clock management on Colorado's part. But USC, don't be pounding your chest. You need to fix that defense, because if Colorado can do what they did to you, especially in the passing game where y'all could not stop Omarion Miller. Don't forget that kid, Omarion Miller. Remember that name, because at this point now, Deion is actually playing players. He wants to see who's going to be a dog, who's going to step up. And he found some. He even put Kamani McLean in. You know, he was the hot topic talk. Y'all kept asking Deion. He kept trying to tell y'all in a nice way until he went ahead and called him out. It's tough love. And Kamani McLean responded. Moving right along, though. Number 22, Florida, went to the Bluegrass State where they play basketball, but found out that they also play football, and got upset by Kentucky by the score of 33-14. Number one, Georgia, went to Auburn and was in a dogfight, but they came out a winner, 27-20. Number two, Michigan steamrolled Nebraska, 45-7. Number 24, Kansas goes into Austin. Remember 2 years ago, you heard those comments when he said it was a good thing that we lost. Anyway, would Kansas find a way to win again? No, as you heard the highlights, Quinn Ewers had a field day against Kansas as they came out with a 40-14 victory over the Jayhawks of Kansas. That's number three, Texas, with the victory. Number 23, Missouri. I can't believe I'm saying this. Number 23, Missouri, ranked number 23, Missouri. That's right, the same team that beat Kansas State, that had them on their calendar, comes away with a 38-21 victory over Vanderbilt. In a high-scoring game, number 13 LSU against number 20 Ole Miss. Ole Miss comes away with the victory, 55-49. Looks like that national championship trophy is slipping away from LSU. Number 9, Oregon will probably most likely move up in the rankings as they handle business against Stanford, beating them by the score of 42-6. And don't laugh, but slowly creeping up the rankings, number 14, Oklahoma, handles Iowa State by the score of 50-20, which now sets the stage for the Red River. I'm going to call it what it used to be because I'm not under a politically correct, have to say it like it is. Now they are set up perfectly for the Red River Shootout this Saturday with Texas. And I just believe that the winner of this game has the inside track on winning the Big 12, as both teams will enter. It's been a few years since both teams have entered as undefeated. So it should be an entertaining game nonetheless, as undefeated and 14th ranked Oklahoma takes on Texas this Saturday in the Red River Shootout. Number 11, Notre Dame, up against number 17, Duke. Notre Dame looking to get the bad taste out of their mouth from the week before, it was in another dogfight, but they came away with a 21-14 victory. Number 21, Tennessee, cruises past South Carolina by the score of 41-20. Number 12, Alabama, handles Mississippi State by the score of 40-17. Number 7, Washington, gets past Arizona by the score of 31-24. And number 25, Nevada. Maybe they could be the team outside the Power 5 this year that breaks into the college football playoffs. Remains to be seen. There's still enough season left. Anyway, number 25, Fresno State, knocks off Nevada by the score of 27-9. And there you have your scores of the top 25. However, there is some news to pass along, as it is said that Buffalo's star, talking about Colorado Buffalo, that is, Travis Hunter, likely to miss the next two games. Colorado two-way star Travis Hunter will likely miss the team's next two games as he continues to recover from a lacerated liver, Coach Deion Sanders said Tuesday. Let's say 2 or 3 weeks, said Sanders when asked about Hunter's recovery. It would be my dream and desire for him to stay out until after the bye week. The Buffaloes 3-2, 0-2 in Pac-12 play. In Pac-12 play at Arizona State on Saturday and host Stanford next week before they will have a week off before traveling to UCLA. Travis is doing well, Sanders said. He was out of practice today, coaching his butt off. He's one of the best coaches we have. Hunter suffered the injury during Colorado's win against Colorado State on September the 16th. With him unavailable, the Buffs have lost their past two games to Oregon, 42-6, and USC, 48-41. In 10 quarters prior to the injury, Hunter, whom Sanders has called the team's best player on both sides of the ball, had 16 receptions for 233 yards on offense and an interception, two pass breakups, and 9 tackles on defense. Colorado was also without Sanders' son, safety Shiloh Sanders, against USC on Saturday, but his return is expected to come sooner, the coach said. In some more news, Iowa QB Cade McNamara out remainder of season with ACL tear. Ouch. Iowa senior quarterback Cade McNamara will miss the remainder of the 2023 season with an ACL tear in his left knee, Coach Kirk Ferentz announced Tuesday. It is not good, Ferentz said, not positive. I was suspicious of that the other night. He's got an ACL injury, so that's going to have to be repaired. He'll be out for the season. Stay with the team, be supportive, and continue to be a part of our team. McNamara, who had been dealing with a quad injury since fall camp, left Saturday's 26-16 victory over Michigan State early in the first quarter. He completed 3 of 5 passes for 46 yards before leaving. He couldn't put any weight on his leg, had to be helped off the field, and was eventually replaced by sophomore Deacon Hill. In relief of McNamara, Hill, who transferred from Wisconsin after last season, had 11 of 27 passing for 115 yards with a touchdown and an interception against the Spartans. Deacon stepped in and did a real nice job, Ferentz said. Not a big surprise. We've seen great improvement with him the last 8 weeks. But Cade's missed a lot of practice time, so that's helped Hill move forward a little bit. McNamara, who led Michigan to the Big Ten title in the college football playoffs in 2021, throwing for 2,576 yards and 15 touchdowns, came into the program amid high expectations after the Hawkeyes' offense struggled for much of the 2022 season. In 4-plus games this season, he had thrown for 505 yards with 4 touchdowns and 3 interceptions. It's just a really tough break considering the last 2 years for him, Ferentz said. He's had more of his share of obstacles and challenges from a health standpoint. Your heart goes out to guys when they're fighting hard to go out and have a chance to compete and don't have that opportunity due to health challenges. But the good news is he should be fine once the recovery is over. A tough deal for him. Ferentz added that he believed McNamara's intention is to return to Iowa for his final year of eligibility in 2024 and said he hopes McNamara will be 100% healthy by June after having surgery next week. Iowa's offense ranks 2nd to last in the FBS in averaging 240.8 yards per game, and its 133.8 passing yards per game sits 3rd worst in the country. Hawkeyes 4-1, 1-1 Big Ten West host Purdue 2-3, 1-1 Big Ten West on Saturday. So outside of the game itself, you wish this young man a good speedy recovery. Right now, for him, it's really not about the game. It's about his health and hoping that he gets well. And as Coach said, that he will be able to perform next year. What I'm going to do right here is I'm going to take a break. And when I come back, I'm going to have some NFL talk. As there is a play that some seem that it should be banned. However, one player says it shouldn't be banned. And I'll tell you why on the other side of this break. It's the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast. Yours truly, Anthony Smith.
Chip, crack, or completely broken, does your vehicle need the Glass Man?
Hey, Glass Man.
Whether it's from recent hailstorms, a rock from the road, vandalism, whatever has you looking through a chip or crack, call the Glass Man.
Hey, Glass Man.
The Glass Man will fix your vehicle's glass the right way with certified technicians that'll make sure your replacement glass is calibrated with all its original safety features.
Hey, Glass Man.
Bring your vehicle to the Glass Man just west of West Street on Central, or get it fixed by their mobile unit, 316-669-GLASS, or at heyglassman.com.
Mr. Max Market, formerly known as P&P Seed and Bait, is fully stocked for all your pet needs. We carry Victor, Bully Max, Diamond Value Pack, and many more brands. In addition, we carry collars, chains, and any pet supplies you may need, including grooming supplies and dog shots. Make sure to like us on social media.
And now, back to the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast.
Welcome back to the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast. Just having a blast. I'm just having fun. You know, this is fun. Anybody that says that this is work, they are sadly mistaken. This is fun because I get to connect with you, the listening audience out there. I mean, hey, it doesn't get any better than this. Broadcasting, coming from the Glass Man Auto studio line. Coming back with you with some NFL news. As I said, there's been a lot of talk about a particular play used by a particular team known as the Philadelphia Eagles called the Tush Push. But one player has strong response to the idea of banning Eagles' Tush Push. That one player would be Cowboys star defensive player Micah Parsons. The Eagles' Tush Push quarterback sneak is one of the most unstoppable plays in the league, as it seems like they convert every short yardage situation. Philadelphia's success with the play has been so dominant that some have called for the league to ban it. However, as more teams have tried to execute the play, it's become clear that the Eagles are just the best at it. Cowboys pass rusher Micah Parsons said it would be a bad idea to ban a play just because the Eagles are great at it. He says, "I honestly just think they have the team to do the Tush Push," Parsons said via Bleacher Report. "We stopped New England when they tried to do the same thing to us. It's all about who you have. The Eagles have the best O-line in the game, so yes, it's a cheat code. They're unstoppable at it." Parsons not only gave the Eagles' offensive line a shout-out, he also credited Jalen Hurts for being so strong as to make that play so tough to stop. Therefore, Parsons said it's up to them to try and stop the play, not the league. We have to deal with it. We have to adjust. We have to prepare to stop it, Parsons said. It's not up to the league to say, hey, just because you can't stop it, we have to take it away. No, we have to get better. We have to get stronger up front, and we have to stop it. In fact, Parsons called the idea of wanting the NFL to ban the play suckerish, as it is up to them to figure out how to finally stop it. With other teams struggling to execute this kind of QB sneak successfully, the Eagles will continue to prove how unique they are at it. And there were some comments in regards to what Micah Parsons said. One fan responded by saying, Parsons is a great dude. No matter the team or players, he's a huge advocate for the entire league. Glad we have him. He's going to get paid soon. Another person, I know, good one, this can't be. I'm going to give you this name. There's a picture of him too, but it says Denzel Washington. The QB for the Philadelphia Eagles is Jalen Hurts. That dude squats 600 pounds in the weight room and bench presses 500 pounds. It's no wonder why Philly is so successful with that play. How many QBs can lift that much weight? I have seen him do it myself, and I was like, damn, that kid is strong. So those are just some of the comments surrounding this tush push and what one Micah Parsons had to say about it as well. So what I am going to do now here is, before I wrap things up, I'm going to take a look at the NFL and give you the scores from last week's NFL. It started off last Thursday with the Lions and Packers, with the Packers coming out with a 34-20 victory. Then the full slate of games on Sunday, as Jacksonville pretty much had its way with the Atlanta Falcons, beating them by the score of 23-7. And in a game that pretty much had some hype going into it, but it became a one-sided affair as the Buffalo Bills dominated the Miami Dolphins by the score of 48-20. And in a game that really, I think nobody really wanted to watch, unless you happened to be a fan of these two teams, it turned out to be a pretty entertaining game, although one team blew a lead. Nonetheless, it was still an entertaining game, as Denver Broncos overcame a deficit and came back and beat the Chicago Bears by the score of 31-28. The Ravens mauled the Cleveland Browns by the score of 28-3. The Texans manhandled the Pittsburgh Steelers 30-6. And don't look now, but look like C.J. Stroud could be the front runner for NFL's Rookie of the Year honors. And could this team make a sneak into the playoffs? Their schedule seems pretty favorable that they could actually slip into the playoffs. Playoffs? Playoffs? I just want to win a game. Playoffs? I'm sorry, I just had to do that. Then we have the Vikings and the Panthers, and the Minnesota Vikings come out with a 21-13 victory over the Carolina Panthers. Then there was the Colts and the Rams, and the Los Angeles Rams tamed the Colts by the score of 29-3. And don't look now, but the Buccaneers look like they have a winning record as they manhandled the New Orleans Saints by the score of 26-9. And in overtime, the Washington Commanders gave the Eagles all they wanted. Only thing they didn't do was clip their wings enough as the Eagles soared to a 34-31 victory. And in a game that was just a total embarrassment, and I have my take on this, but the Titans, Tennessee Titans, ran roughshod over the Cincinnati Bengals by the score of 27-3. And I'm sorry, but I'm going to say it like this. You know, with all the talk about Caleb Williams being the number one overall pick probably in the next year. And I heard one Colin Cowherd say that, you know, there are some teams that need to move off of their quarterbacks, and he mentioned Cincinnati as one. I disagree with that wholeheartedly and vehemently due to this fact right here. The Bengals' problem is not with Joe Burrow. It's not with Ja'Marr Chase. It's not with Tyler Boyd. It's not with T. Higgins. The problem with the Bengals is the same problem that Indianapolis Colts had with Andrew Luck, which is why he walked away from the game. If there are any Bengals fans listening, and I happen to rock with the Bengals at times, they are a feel-good story. But you won't have your quarterback long if you don't fix your offensive line. That has been the knock on the Bengals. Even when they made their Super Bowl run, the knock on the Bengals was their offensive line. You could go back and grab some of the greats of the game. You can go back and grab your Roger Staubachs, your Terry Bradshaws, your Tom Brady's, your Joe Montana's. You could even stick Patrick Mahomes. Well, I don't know. Patrick Mahomes may make a bad line look good. But the bottom line is your offensive line needs to be fixed. Right now, I'm just going to call it like it is. Your offensive line in Cincinnati sucks. And you're going to be looking at an early quarterback retirement, as was the case with the Indianapolis Colts, with Andrew Luck, if you don't fix it. Like I said, all those greats I named, they can stand behind that line, and if that line can't hold them up, they're not going to the Hall of Fame as they are in right now. And Bengals, if y'all want to get back to that promised land, you need to protect your most valuable asset, which is your quarterback, Joe Burrow, who all he has done was win everywhere he went, brought that same mentality to this organization. Now it's up to the organization to do this man right and get him an offensive line. Otherwise, you're going to be suffering some more 27-3 defeats. When you stop and think about it, the talent of Joe Burrow, talent of Ja'Marr Chase. You got Joe Mixon in the backfield. You got T. Higgins and Tyler Boyd. That offense should be lighting it up, but that line is crap. I'm just calling it like it is. That's what it is. That line is a load of crap. Anyway, moving on with some more scores. The Los Angeles Chargers held on to knock off the Las Vegas Raiders by the score of 24-17. New England Patriots and the return of Ezekiel Elliott went into Dallas, into Jerry's Dome, and limped out with a 38-3 defeat at the hands of the Cowboys. And a team that the Cowboys will be facing this Sunday could have some early season implications on it. 49ers, they steamrolled the Arizona Cardinals as they clipped the wings of the Cardinals, beating them by the score of 35-16. And in the game that we saw on Monday night, no, the Sunday night game, I take that back. The Sunday night game was Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs going up against the New York Jets and Zach Wilson in a game that I saw as being a blowout. But just what really happened in this game, let's find out. Well, we're trying to find out, but like things aren't working, so I guess we will just bypass it and tell you that the final score in that game was Chiefs 23, Jets 20 in a hard-fought game. So let's take a look at the standings as they are right now. In the AFC East, you have the Buffalo Bills coming in at 3-1. Followed by the Miami Dolphins, also at 3-1. The New England Patriots at 1-3. And the New York Jets, also at 1-3. In the AFC North, you have the Baltimore Ravens at 3-1. Pittsburgh Steelers coming in at 2-2. The Cleveland Browns also 2-2. And surprisingly, the 1-3 Cincinnati Bengals. In the AFC South, you have the Indianapolis Colts, the Houston Texans, Jacksonville Jaguars, Tennessee Titans, all standing at 2-2. In the AFC West, Raider fans, you could say it was short-lived. Living life at the top was nothing but just short-lived adventure, as the Kansas City Chiefs are top of their conference with a 3-1 record, followed by the Los Angeles Chargers at 2-2, the Las Vegas Raiders at 1-3, and the Denver Broncos, who picked up their first victory over the Chicago Bears, coming in also at 1-3. Now we look at the NFC East, as the Philadelphia Eagles coming in at 4-0. I do believe that they might be the only undefeated team now. The Dallas Cowboys coming in at 3-1. Washington Commanders right behind at 2-2. And the New York, I'm not going to say that, but I'm going to say this. The New York Little Giants are coming in at 1-3. Looking at the NFC North, we have the Detroit Lions at 3-1. Green Bay Packers coming in at 2-2. You have the Minnesota Vikings at 1-3. And bringing up the rear in that North Black and Blue division is the Chicago Bears at 0-4. In the NFC South, you have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers coming in. Wow, can you believe that? Tampa Bay Buccaneers led by Baker Mayfield coming in at 3-1. The Atlanta Falcons, 2-2. New Orleans Saints, 2-2. And the Carolina Panthers, 0-4. And here in the NFC West is the San Francisco 49ers, the other lone undefeated team, coming in at 4-0. Followed by the Seattle Seahawks at 3-1. The Los Angeles Rams at 2-2. And the Arizona Cardinals at 1-3. And I think there is a score I forgot to pass along to you. And that would be Seattle Seahawks winning their Monday night game against the, who did they play last night? The New York Giants by the final score of 24-3. Well, that will do it for the A-Train Sports Talk podcast. Hope you have enjoyed today's show as much as I've enjoyed being your conductor. I will be back sooner than later, having more fun with each and every one of you. Once again, the number one podcast throughout the state of Kansas without any data to back that up. Like I say, those who listen to it, y'all make it number one at the moment that you listen to it. So I want to simply say thank you, thank you, thank you. And until the next time, be blessed and be a blessing. I'm out.